Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Economics Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most fundamental topics in your specification, economic resources, also known as the factors of production. Now, if you're preparing for your exam, this is absolutely essential content. The OCR examiners love testing this topic because it underpins everything else in economics, from business decisions to government policy. You'll see questions on this in both Paper 1 and Paper 2, so getting this right is non-negotiable. Today, we're going to break down the four factors of production, explain exactly what examiners are looking for, tackle the most common mistakes candidates make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. By the end of this episode, you'll be confident identifying each factor, linking them to their rewards, and applying them to real-world case studies. Let's dive in. So, what are the factors of production? They're the resources needed to produce goods and services. OCR requires you to know four specific factors: land, labor, capital, and enterprise. And here's the key. Each factor has a specific reward. Let me break them down one by one. First up, land. Now, this is where candidates often lose marks. Land doesn't just mean fields or agricultural plots. In economics, land includes all natural resources: oil, fish, timber, minerals, even the air we breathe. If it comes from nature and hasn't been made by humans, it's land. The reward for land is rent, so if a business uses a piece of land or extracts oil from the ground, the owner of that resource receives rent as payment. Here's an exam tip. If you see a case study mentioning the fishing boats caught 500 tons of cod, the fish are land, not the boats. The boats are capital, which we'll get to in a moment. Examiners love testing whether you can distinguish between natural resources and man-made equipment. Next, labor. This is the human effort, both physical and mental, used in production. It includes everyone from factory workers to teachers, nurses to software engineers. Labor can be skilled, like a surgeon, or unskilled, like someone stacking shelves. The reward for labor is wages or salaries. Now, OCR mark schemes specifically credit candidates who recognize that labor quality matters. A highly skilled workforce is more productive, which links to another key concept: factor mobility. Can a worker easily move between jobs? That's occupational mobility. Can they move between locations? That's geographical mobility. Higher mobility means resources are allocated more efficiently, which boosts productivity. Remember that. It's a synoptic link to productivity and efficiency topics later in your course. Third factor, capital. And this is the big one where candidates lose marks. Capital does not mean money. Let me repeat that. Capital is not money. Capital refers to man-made aids to production: machinery, tools, factories, delivery vans, computer servers, infrastructure like roads and railways. These are physical goods used to produce other goods and services. Here's the distinction you must nail for the exam. Capital goods are used to produce other goods. Consumer goods are used to satisfy wants directly. A delivery van used by a business? Capital good. A family car used for personal trips? Consumer good. Context matters. The reward for capital is interest, the payment made to those who provide the funds to purchase capital equipment. And finally, enterprise. This is the factor that brings everything together. The entrepreneur is the person who organizes the other three factors, makes decisions, takes risks, and drives innovation. Without enterprise, land, labor, and capital just sit there doing nothing. The entrepreneur combines them, bears the risk of failure, and in return receives profit as the reward. OCR examiners specifically look for candidates who understand the dual role of the entrepreneur, organizing production and risk-taking. If a business fails, the entrepreneur loses their investment. If it succeeds, they earn profit. This is why profit is different from wages. It's uncertain and depends on business performance. Let me give you a real-world example to tie this together. Imagine a bakery. The flour and wheat? That's land, natural resources. The bakers working in the shop? That's labor. The ovens, mixers, and delivery van? That's capital. And the owner who decided to open the bakery, hired the staff, bought the equipment, and took the financial risk? That's enterprise. Each factor earns its reward. The farmer gets rent for the wheat, the bakers get wages, the bank gets interest on the loan for the ovens, and the owner gets profit if the bakery succeeds. Right, let's talk about how to earn marks and avoid the traps. Common mistake. Number one, defining capital as money. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Capital is physical equipment, not cash. If you write capital as money used to start a business, you'll get zero marks. Write instead, capital refers to man-made aids to production such as machinery, tools, and infrastructure. Common mistake number two, limiting land to just agricultural plots. Examiners want you to recognize that oil, fish, minerals, and timber are all land. If a case study mentions the company extracted 10,000 barrels of oil, that oil is land, and the reward is rent paid to the landowner or government. Common mistake number three, forgetting to link the factor to its reward. OCR mark schemes explicitly state, credit given for pairing each factor with its correct reward. So always write, land earns rent, labor earns wages, capital earns interest, enterprise earns profit. Exam technique tip. When you're given a case study, quote directly from the text to identify which factor is being referred to. For example, the text states, the delivery van. This is capital because it is a man-made aid to production used by the business to transport goods. That specificity earns you marks. Another key point, for evaluate questions about factor substitution, like should a factory replace workers with robots, consider both short-term costs, buying the robots is expensive, and long-term efficiency, robots may be more productive and reduce wage costs over time. Examiners reward balanced analysis that weighs up both sides. All right, let's test your recall. I'll give you a scenario and you identify the factor. Pause after each question if you need to. Question one, a fishing trawler catches 200 tons of cod. What factor of production is the cod? Answer, land. It's a natural resource. Question two, the trawler itself, the boat with nets and engines, what factor is that? Answer, capital. It's a man-made aid to production. Question three, the fishermen working on the trawler, what factor are they? Answer, labor, human effort. Question four, the owner of the fishing company who bought the trawler, hired the crew, and took the financial risk. What factor is that? Answer, enterprise, organizing the other factors and risk-taking. Question five, what reward does the owner of the fishing grounds receive? Answer, rent, the reward for land. Question six, what reward do the fishermen receive? Answer, wages, the reward for labor. How did you do? If you got all six, you're on track. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up. The four factors of production are land, labor, capital, and enterprise. Each has a specific reward: rent, wages, interest, and profit. Remember the key distinctions. Land is all natural resources, not just fields. Capital is physical equipment, not money. Enterprise is about organizing and risk-taking, not just management. When you're in the exam, always quote from case studies, pair each factor with its reward, and for evaluate questions, give balanced analysis considering both costs and benefits. This topic connects to so many other areas of your course: productivity, efficiency, business costs, income distribution, even government policy on education and infrastructure. So mastering it now will pay dividends throughout your revision. Thanks for listening and good luck with your revision. You've got this.